Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
So you call your virtual insurance company to ask a simple question about your policy, but now you're on hold, listening to this music, while you wait and wait and wait. Auto Owners works with local, independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and pick up the phone when you call. Because you shouldn't be on hold so long that you memorize the music. That's simple human sense. Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
Hey, my friends in Northeast Pennsylvania, how you doing today? It's Rob O'Donnell here on WILK News Radio, 103.1 FM, 980-910 AM, or anywhere on that Odyssey app. That free Odyssey app you can download at your app store. Download it, favorite WILK News Radio, and then you got us. You could use that rewind feature. Get some emails sent to you with daily updates and some of the clips from the day before. You can also ask your smart speaker, play WILK News Radio, and it'll play us live. How's everyone doing on this Tuesday, September 30th, 2025? Last day of September, right? Is today the last day of September? Yeah. Yes, it is. See? It is 79 degrees as well. So lots going on today. And who knows who we'll get. I'm expecting some phone calls today. So we will see what happens there. But it is a busy day in Washington, so I can't make any promises. It's interesting because this whole government shutdown and what the narrative is of, you know, they won't come to the negotiating table. This is being held up by, now it looks like, 7 members of the Senate. A clean bill has passed the House because there is the majority in the House, but they need a few more votes in the Senate. And it looks like that Schumer's Senate Democrats are going to hold the line there. And I took Senator Schumer to task today on social media, and I also called out Representative Pocan, who is from Wisconsin. He was the old leader, the past president of the Progressive Caucus. So he's, you know, the squad leader type, very radical congressman from up there. And he was telling his narrative as far as the premium tax credits when it comes to the Affordable Care Act. And I got into a debate with him online. Actually, I took something that he said and I posted, well, you're conflating the premium tax credit of the Affordable Care Act of 2010 with the enhanced premium tax credits that were under ARPA and the Inflation Reduction Act of 2021 and 2022, respectively, which is due to expire in 2025 and should expire because those increases in the enhanced premium tax credit were for COVID alone and took away income caps. So basically, if you're making $50,000 a month as a small business, you are able to get tax credits for buying your health insurance off the market. The Affordable Care Act, healthcare.gov. It also incentivizes you as a small business owner to not offer your employees health care because they can do the same. So it gives you an out there, which is why there's this push to conflate the two, because it is a large donor base of the Democratic Party. But Representative Pocan from Wisconsin did interact with me on X yesterday. And instead of proving me wrong, instead of saying, no, that's not the case, here it is. And I asked him, show me in the bill specifically, show me in the request, show me anywhere under proposal where they're looking to cut the premium tax credit from the Affordable Care Act. It's the enhanced premium tax credit that was a temporary status benefit for the public because of an ongoing world pandemic. That instituted first in 2021. It was extended in 2022 to the end of 2025, which is due to expire now. And Republicans are saying, well, this was a temporary program. If we want to extend parts of it, like taking out the no income cap, because people making unlimited income should not have premium tax credits, enhanced premium tax credits, to help pay for their health insurance. Again, truly, why should someone who owns a small business, and I get small businesses are the backbones of America's economy, but a lot of small businesses are doing very well. And if you are getting your health insurance subsidized by the taxpayers, by you or I, who struggle, you know, month to month or year to year, or may not struggle, maybe getting by okay, but you shouldn't be paying for the health care. You shouldn't be paying for the supplemental of health care for a small business owners that's doing much better than you and I. And there's nothing bad about that. I hope they all do better than you or I, but they should also have to pay and offer their employees good health insurance, don't you think? Not use it as a reason to save their own personal money and push their employees' health care on you, the taxpayer, on me, the taxpayer. So I called Representative Pocana out on that. Instead of replying back, well, here's the case, all his replies were doing nothing more than calling me names. And it's typical. Here's a sitting member of Congress who's been in Congress quite a few times. He was the past leader of the Progressive Caucus. And instead of saying, well, no, here is where they're looking to cut it, here it is in black and white, he said, this is dumb, you're dumb, and the Affordable Care Act premium tax credit is the law. And I said, you are correct. The premium tax credit of the Affordable Care Act in 2010 is the law, and no one's suggesting that that be changed. What they're looking to expire is the enhanced premium tax credit, which removed restrictions from the premium tax credit under ARPA and the Inflation Reduction Act. Nowhere else is it looking to touch the Affordable Care Act when it comes to the 2010 original intent of the law. And instead of coming back, and I says, please show me where it does. Instead of coming back, he came back with, again, this is twice, a sitting member of Congress with name calling. And I said, hopefully one of your 20-something-year-old staffers will explain to you the difference between the premium tax credit of the Affordable Care Act of 2010 and the enhanced premium tax credit of ARPA and the Inflation Reduction Act of 2021 and 2022. This way, as a sitting member of Congress.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer. First 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You may be able to make better decisions. And after that, never heard from them again. But it was interesting. Here's a sitting member of Congress that instead of, and it's on X, you could look at it yourself, and actually I put it up on my Facebook as well, in exchange, showing the exchange. Instead of saying, well, no, you are wrong, here's where Republicans are looking to attack this, a leader in Congress decided just to name call. And it shows very specifically where their stance are when it comes to this. It's misinformation, it's three-card Monty, and they're trying to distract you with fear. Chuck Schumer. Just today, and here's a quote from Chuck Schumer. They say, oh, the Democrats want undocumented immigrants to get health care, to get the federal dollars of health care. That is utter BS. And they know it. The law prohibits undocumented immigrants from getting payments from Medicare, Medicaid, and the Affordable Care Act. Now, that's Chuck Schumer's quote today. Simple question. Do illegal immigrants have access to the Affordable Care Act? Now, on its face, they don't. Illegal immigrants or undocumented non-citizens are not eligible to enroll in health insurance coverage through the Affordable Care Act, Marketplace, or purchase Affordable Care Act compliance plans. The Affordable Care Act explicitly restricts access to the Marketplace coverage and premium tax credits to U.S. citizens, U.S. nationals, and here you go, pay attention to this, and lawfully present non-citizens. Which of those with valid visas, green cards, or other legal immigration statuses? However, and here's the law, however, there are some limited exceptions or related considerations. Lawfully present immigrants, individuals with certain immigration status like refugees, asylees, or those with temporary protected status, TPS, may qualify for Affordable Care Act Marketplace coverage and subsidies paid for by you or I. Millions were let in and redesignated by the Biden administration as temporary protected status or asylees or refugees. We know this. This is why they were flooding the borders with millions of illegal migrants and then redesignating them as temporary protected status, asylees, or refugees. They are eligible for the Affordable Care Act. So the law may say that, no, you have to be a U.S. citizen to be eligible for the Affordable Care Act, but there are these circumstances in the law. So Chuck Schumer is taking that little specific detail, leaving it out, and trying to gaslight you. Emergency Medicaid. Undocumented immigrants are eligible for emergency medical aid in some states, which covers emergency medical conditions regardless of immigration status, and that eligibility varies by state. There are state-specific programs like California, which has something called Medi-Cal expansion for low-income undocumented residents. Now, this is not part of the Affordable Care Act, but it does get Medicaid and Medicare reimbursements from the federal government. Again, that's our tax dollars. Children and pregnant women. In some states, undocumented children and pregnant women have access to health coverage through programs like CHIP, the Children's Health Insurance Program, or state-funded initiatives. Again, these aren't Affordable Care Act marketplace plans, but it's still reimbursed by the taxpayer of the federal government. Which is why when states like Pennsylvania say, oh, your CHIP coverage is going to be affected with these changes, well, yes, undocumented illegal immigrants will no longer be able to receive them. So when someone like Chuck Schumer, the leader of the Senate, gets on and says that it's utter BS that federal dollars are paying for any of this, that the law prohibits undocumented immigrants from getting payments for Medicare, Medicaid, or the Affordable Care Act, where he should be saying, except. Listen, there are a lot of needy Americans out there that need help. They need the Affordable Care Act. They need Medicare. They need Medicaid. They need CHIP. They need housing assistance. They need LIPA. They need heating and assistance. But when you're purposely unsecure our borders and flood millions into the country and then try to redesignate them so they too qualify for this and then spend billions caring for them outside of those programs, sooner or later, somebody in the adult in the room's got to say enough's enough. And that's what's happening today, which is why you are going to have a government shutdown today. Unless something extraordinary happens in the next couple of hours, there will be a government shutdown. I've been on the phone with Washington for a lot of the morning. I'm told that they believe it'll be short, a couple of days, but it is going to happen. Democrats have already sent an email out to their members saying that starting at midnight tonight, they're looking for members to go to the floor and speak over and over again for a performative nature, not to solve any problems. Because, listen, here's Chuck Schumer out and out lying. Now, some of what he's saying may be true, but if you read the law in its entirety, it's not. The intent of it's not. This is so they can turn out and say, no, it's against the law. It's against the law for illegal immigrants or non-U.S. citizens to have these programs. Well, it's also written into the law that there are exceptions, and they're not telling you that part, and that's not being transparent. And again, sooner or later, somebody has to say enough's enough, because it is our money. It's our tax dollars. Now, I think any shutdown, everyone's to blame. So I'm not going to point a finger one way or another, but I do think they should hold the line here. As far as a government shutdown, just like I say with Pennsylvania, because we're 3 months over on a budget, that any elected official and their senior staff should forfeit, not take a deferment, not get it in a retroactive check, should surrender any and all wages, per diems, and benefits that they receive for every day, or they would receive every day that there is not a budget in place. And that goes for the federal government too. I think you would not see continuing resolutions. I think you would not see budgets 3 months overdue if you told every elected official in Pennsylvania or across the nation and their senior staff that not only aren't you getting paid, but you need to forfeit it back to the American people, back to the general fund, and you will never see it. So if you go a month with a shutdown, yes, federal employees may get paid unless they're senior staff of elected officials, but you will not. And you'll just have to do without and see how fast these problems correct themselves.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
So, got one for you, boss.
Oh, yeah?
What's black, white, and dented all over?
I give up.
The company truck. I know, but thanks to our agent, we've already submitted an insurance claim and can track the status right from the app. Auto Owners pays what they owe without any hassle.
Lucky for you, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.